Next patient is Deborah, Debrell. This is a 71-year-old woman currently on hospice with a history of end-stage liver failure in parenthesis NASH. She's very confused today. She has increased size of abdominal girth consistent with ascites. She continues to take her lactulose to keep her ammonia level under control, but again continues with confusion. She looks anemic. She looks weak. She has not eating as much as she used to. She's requiring almost no insulin to control her blood sugar because of a significant weight loss. She has edema of the lower extremities. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition. She does have a Foley catheter that she keeps on board at all times. Her O2 sat stable at 98% with a pulse of 110 period. Patients with comorbidities include diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, history of hypertension, and history of hypertension, period. Hang on, let me see what else I want to say about her. Our patient has a KPS score of 40%. One second, let me see what else I got. Patient is totally bedbound, has ADL dependency, has required multiple medications for UTI at this time. LMAC is 23. She's now sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day per her daughter, Catherine, who's her primary caregiver with decreased appetite. KPS scores, let's put PPS scores 40%, requires help with all ADL, of course. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, put in there, patient is also requiring more pain medication at this time. She's at a high risk of developing decubitus ulcer, hence requires change in position on a regular basis. Thank you.